There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Hey.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Aaron Dakins is with us this morning.
And hi,
Aaron
Vincent.
Dakins.
I didn't even call you Mister.
Well, it's one of the few times, right? Yeah, and as I was saying just before we went live, that you were here in the kitchen. We met for the first time, got a big hug, from your husband, and at that time you didn't call me Mister, right? It was, but almost every time on the air, right? It's Mister. What's up with that?
And you know, you just gotta be polite, okay? Show respect, right? Where is the respect anymore? Come on. Not to sound like what's his name, but, you know.
You mean Rodney Dangerfield?
Mean yes, that guy.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's, by the way, that is something that the Blue Plague demands, okay? When they say, you know, on the ground, hands up, you know, If you go, what? What'd you say? That's when you get shot.
I know it. Excuse me, pardon me.
Because they demand respect. And the reason I know this is in politicians, they demand respect. They don't earn it. They demand it. They think it's their right to be respected. And there was a politician who called me up. I was on the phone with this thug. And he just went on, and I just hung up on him. Now, that's not something that I normally do. I don't normally hang up on people. But
right.
It's hard not to hang up on a politician. Okay? So I was on the phone, I hung up on him. And he called me back, and you hung up on me, and you disrespected me. And he was outraged that I had the audacity to hang up on him. And he couldn't stand it. So that's how I know that these thugs who are the skimmers, the siphoners, the parasites, they demand our respect. And the one thing that you can do that absolutely irks them, drives them nuts, is to not respect them. And I don't respect them. like the cops who beat up that man in California, posted on the website USA Prepares right now. They kicked him, they tased him, they hit him with the batons, they punched him. It's like 5-1. The guy's down on the ground, and he can't move. He's absolutely pummeled, and it's like, let's give him some more. And the video's right there on the website. It's absolutely outrageous. Pretty soon the shooting's going to start. Please, but believe me, it's going to start. I can't see how it's not going to start. Because somebody
I think respect should be earned. I think the Blue Plague, as you call them, they used to be, in our day, they used to be part of your community. They were people that you socialized with when they were off duty. Your children weren't afraid of them when they were in uniform. They were your friends. Your kids played Little League together.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And my question is, where did that go? And I think it's part of the whole program to disassociate them from us, to bring it to a us versus them mentality, and it's worked.
Well, you and I didn't do it, and no one I know caused this to happen. However, you know, when they pull people over, when you learn that they are abusing the authority that they've stolen, when you see that they've done this, you don't want to be with them. And I suggest, I get accused of burning bridges. So if there's a cop that you know who's doing this and his child is in Little League, why would you sit next to a guy like that? Why would you do that? Why not just move away? And pretty soon, if everybody moves away and this guy's like, where'd everybody go? Maybe he'll realize that something happened. And it's like the gal who called me to demand that I pay a license fee. And it's like, we're from the government and you will pay us. Really? What'd you do to earn it? We're the government. Really, what'd you do to earn this license fee? Well, if you want to have an expo, you will pay this fee. And sales tax, all of your exhibitors and vendors will pay the same fee plus sales tax because we're the government. That's the attitude that they have. So my position has changed. My position used to be, well, you know, she's the little person and her boss is beating her up and she's got to do it because it's her job. No, not anymore. She is the problem. Her boss is the problem. His boss is the problem. And it goes all the way up.
Revenue generators for the corporation.
Right.
That's all they are. And they all pull the checks from the same place.
Right. So what I'm saying is that person who you say, geez, you know, she's just a secretary or she's just the agent. Well, she is the problem just as well as everybody else because she goes to work. She doesn't have to go to work there. Just like these cops that are told, hey, listen, there's a ticket contest, there's a ticket quota, they can say, okay, so just put me down as last because I'm not going to do that. I was, you know, so what were you doing, George? I was helping people. Well, there was this couple that had a flat tire, and I was helping them. And not only was I helping them with the tire, I showed them how the taillights work and how they can replace their own bulbs. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I asked them about their brakes, and they said, well, kind of spongy. And so I showed them how to open the hood, and I showed them where the brake fluid was and how to check the brake fluid. As a matter of fact, you know, I took this flashlight that the county provided me with, and I showed them how you can look through the holes in the wheels, you know, through the spokes in the wheels, and how you can look at the brake pads and see that, you know, how much life there is. I showed them that. And it took like 45 minutes. So, you know, we pulled off to a, you know, parking lot, and I just showed them because I thought it was a safe thing to do. As a matter of fact, there were seven other people that showed up, and they wanted to learn, too. So I just taught a class. And so if you're wondering why I didn't write some tickets, because I was out helping people in public safety. And we probably prevented some accidents because one of those guys said, boy, my brakes are really worn out, and I appreciate you doing that and showing me where the disc pads are so I can now check. When does that happen?
It should be. It doesn't anymore.
Right. It doesn't happen anymore.
Because in order to stay employed by the corporation, they have to generate revenue. So, you know, it goes around and around and around. But, you know, sadly, most of them don't even understand.
Yeah,
they
so
don't
I
get it.
I was at the in Lebanon. I met with the city manager. The guy's pretty rough. He told me I was aggressive, and I thought, really? I'm aggressive. I mean, you got a mirror in this place? Are we on video? Because you need to look at your video of you. And I said, so, you know, I walked in the parking lot, and I saw these Lebanon, Missouri cars. And on the side, it says Lebanon. Friendly people, friendly place. I said, do you know what says that out there? He was hostile. He was hostile. And here's a guy. This guy is the guy who sets the tone. The tone for the city of Lebanon, okay, because he's the city manager. Police chief works for him. The fire chief works for him. You know, all his employees report ultimately up to him. So if he's aggressive, that's where it comes from. And I can just see it. You know, this is where the tickets come from. And these guys have nice cruisers. I mean, they've got really nice cruisers, dark windows, air conditioning, expensive, you know, way more expensive than the average guy who's riding around with a car. Anyway, revenue, corporations, and as I said during the first hour, when I addressed the mayor yesterday, Mrs. Finelli and I were there, and we started the meeting off, and I said, I'm glad we're having this meeting. I am the CEO of USAPrepares.com, a limited corporation, and you are the CEO of the City of Lebanon, Missouri Corporation. And he did not flinch. He didn't say, no, wait, what? No, I'm not the CEO of the corporation.
He knows. Yep.
He knows. So, Aaron, when you talk about this, when you talk about, you know, the corporation, mm-hmm. the city corporation, the county corporation, you know, the United States, these are corporations.
They are.
And if you want to challenge that class, just type in Lebanon, Missouri Corporation. And you'll see the city of Lebanon is a corporation. And by the way, when corporations violate their charter, they can be disbanded. So city governments can be disbanded. And I believe Sparta, Missouri should be disbanded. The city of Sparta, Missouri should be disbanded for a violation of the Constitution of the state of Missouri. Let's start with them.
If they disband, I wonder if they go back to the people then. There's a thought.
Well, okay, I live in a little hamlet. You came to the farm, and I know you didn't see much of the farm because we didn't have a lot of time. We were really busy, but I live in a little hamlet, and there's no police force. There's no city government. We are one of the few unincorporated hamlets in Missouri. And I'll tell you what makes that really nice. If you don't have a city government, you have lower taxes. You really do.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a city government, you don't have as much corruption. We kind of police ourselves. You know, I think I mentioned to you, I had a problem with some poachers, right? It was out of control.
Right.
Well, we fixed that. You know, we thought we'd call the authorities, and they weren't, you know, they showed up, but they weren't very effective. So what we did was we patrolled our own farm, AR-15s.
Yeah. That's right.
You met our son?
Yep.
We patrolled Mrs. Finelli. We all had AR-15s. We stopped cars. We stopped cars coming down our road. Well, it's not our road. It's the road we live on. But we stopped cars. Hey, how's it going? What are you doing? What are you doing? I see you've got Blaze Orange on. What are you doing? We're just looking for deer. Well, I'll tell you what. Now, for the next mile, you don't want to shoot on this side of the road. You don't want to do that. Because we know the people who live there. As a matter of fact, that's us. And we know the people who live on the rest of the road. You don't want to shoot there either. Actually, you might want to leave. And you know what? After one season of hunting and us meeting these out-of-towners, they don't come back.
There you go.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Stay prepared. Your host really is Vincent Finelli. I really am the guest, Aaron Bacon. And I had to bring this back if I want to say something, because somehow Benny's button got pushed. I don't know how that happened. So, you know, we're just going to segue on over to from the blue plague into what that's doing to you guys out there. What does all of this do to you guys? Because, you know, we hear all these stories, so we're segmenting our population. It's us versus us against them, which isn't how it's supposed to be. But also, I was talking to Vincent yesterday, and I said, you know, I have a real issue with the alternative media. And there's a lot of us out there now, because the alternative media is becoming the media. More and more people are switching off Fox and CNN and coming over to shows like this to get real news. But is the alternative media going in a different direction than maybe than most of us want? Are they headed into fear porn constantly? What would you say about that, Vincent?
Well, I'd have to say that I don't like that that direction. And I'll tell you what I've done about it. We had some people who came to the expo, and they had a good message. But then they put a twist on it, like, you know, there's going to be a planetary flyby, and we're all going to die.
Right.
And so you need this bucket of food. And with our bucket of food, it will go from minus 30 degrees to 300 degrees Fahrenheit, and you can put that in your trunk of your car, and you're good to go. It's got water pouches in there, and you know, you're good to go. Well, water boils at 212 degrees, and these pouches of water would explode. The buckets melt at 166 degrees Fahrenheit, so you'd have a puddle of plastic in the, you know, wherever, you know, you expected 300 degree survival of these buckets. And then, you know, people would call me and say, where are my buckets? And because, you know, I heard this guy on the radio and that kind of stuff. And this guy created his own radio show, and he was using it as a 1 hour infomercial. He's no longer
on the
air.
But what's he selling? He's selling fear.
Fear. As a matter of fact,
have the fear. Let me instill the fear so that you buy all your stuff from me.
That's exactly right.
And that's what
right.
I don't like. I'm tired of fear porn. What have I always said? Look, live every day for every day. And until the world, you know, stops on a dime and everything changes in the flip of the switch, you live every day for every day. And stop living through the fear. Because that's not living, Vincent.
No, I totally agree. So,
we prepare, and we prepare so we have peace of mind so that if things do change, it could be you just lose your job and you've got food back. So that's a blessing.
Who hasn't? Who hasn't lost his job or her job? I mean, you know, I've said if I get fired a few more times, I'll have it made, because each time I get fired, things get better for me, because I have to do a better job with what I have each time I get fired. And I'm a slow learner, so I don't know how, I just can't take direction very well. So I get fired, you know, pretty frequently. And I think it's actually, I mean, if you get fired for doing the right thing, it's a badge of honor, you know, compared to getting fired for theft or something. I don't, you know, I get fired for doing what I would consider doing the right thing, but not everybody likes the message that, well, that you have and that I have. So it's easy for us to get fired. But the point is, preparation is a really good thing, because things happen. Things don't always go in the direction that we'd like. Yeah. So, but the fear, the selling of fear, is something that we won't do. As a matter of fact, I had a long discussion, and I almost lost a friendship with one of our instructors over his association with someone who is selling fear. And I said to him, I said, look, you're on that guy's website. I cannot have you come to the expo, because people will look at you, they'll associate you with me, and they'll associate you with this other guy, and this other guy is selling fear, and that's not who we are. And we had a long discussion about this, and he was very angry with me, because he was saying that you're telling me who I can associate with. And I said, no, not at all. Nope, you can associate with anyone whom you choose. However, if you choose to associate with someone who's selling fear, I can't associate with you.
Okay. I think it's fine. I mean, like I did a Webbot report. Doc Waterman, who's one of my good friends, went over the Webbot report. It's full of bad stuff. File it away and use it for later use. Mm-hmm. Don't live in fear of it. Don't let it control you. Take control of your
life. Let's talk about that when we come back, and let's talk about what Rick Miller said, because he was on the air with me yesterday, and he was talking about some really serious concerns. Frightful. And I'll tell you my reaction when we come back.
Okay.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy, or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hey, everyone. You know, Mark and I were talking the other day about Guns80.com and how people really want ghost guns. They want 100% privacy. So Guns80.com is allowing you now to call them, give your address, and they'll ship you out with a money order or some very private instrument. You can work that out with them. They'll ship you out a gun in a like a brown paper wrapper so no one even knows you have it. No records will be kept. It'll be 100% private. But you got to call them. 844-2-GUNS-80, 844-248-6780.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Aaron Dakins is with us. And, Aaron, I'm going to be with you. Not this weekend, but the next weekend, you and your husband, Brad, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein, Dr. Patrick Vickers, we're going to be at the RK Prepper Show, and that's in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the State Fairgrounds. So that's not this weekend, but the following weekend. That'd be April 18th and 19th.
Right.
Excuse me. We've got tickets on, not tickets, but we've got a link on the website for more information. It's usapreparers.com. You can find out more about it, but I'm going to be talking about how to start your own business and take the same tax deductions that the rich take. And I'm going to talk about how you can get an AR-15 gun kit from guns80.com and have that be a tax deduction. You know, if you start your own business. Now, I suggest that what you do is start your business right now if you haven't started. And then by doing so, your travel to the RK Prepper Show is a tax deduction, if you want it to be, if you've already started your business. So just declare in your mind that you've done that. And I'm also going to talk about building a bunker and having that be a tax deduction as well. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because Rick Miller was on the air with me yesterday, and he's talking about some really frightening events. He's talking about rapid onset climate change, the coming ice age that's going to happen very quickly. And I've talked to other instructors who are, you know, brilliant researchers and scientists, and they feel that this is absolutely possible, and it's happened before, and it can happen again. And so what I've done, Aaron Dakins, is I have walked the farm with Mrs. Finelli. We've prepared an area that we think will make a good underground shelter, and I'm going to spend the summer with the backhoe making this happen. So here's
what I'm saying. We're doing the same thing. That's too funny.
Okay, well,
there you go.
You know, you can be surprised and say, "Man, did it get cold fast?" And you know, this is not good, and we're helpless. Okay, you can be put to sleep by the television set, and you can watch, you know, stupid people doing stupid things with laugh tracks to tell you what's supposed to be funny, because you probably don't know what's funny because it's not even funny. Well, or you can spend your time doing productive things. Now, so some people may say, "Well, I don't have any money." Well, I'm telling you that you can make your bunker a tax deduction if you incorporate that as part of your business. So if you want to have like a website and say, "I'm going to show you how to build a bunker," and you want to sell advertising on your website, or if you want to get into preparedness items and you say, "Well, you know what, in order to do this, I need to build a bunker and experience this and share with others how this works," well, then that is part of your business model. And even if it's not a good idea in terms of business, the IRS doesn't tell you that stupidity is something that's
right.
Not a deduction. So if they say it's a stupid idea and you think it's a great idea, well, they can't tell you that it's not a deduction. Okay,
that's right.
So I'm telling you that I plan to build an underground shelter. And is that fear? Well, actually, I believe it can happen, but also a nuclear meltdown could happen. Also,
but you know what?
What
it
about
is? Vincent, alternative I'm interrupting, yes. Alternative media is selling fear porn, like we've talked about. They're selling a form of learned helplessness, okay, where they teach you that this can happen, this can happen, this can happen, and really, you know what? You know, buy food, but there's not much you can do about it. What people need to move through that emotionally and mentally, they need to work through it and then come out the other side and realize, no, it's learned optimism. That's where they need to shoot for. Not live in fear. They just need to prepare. The optimism part is, yes, any of these things, A through Z, can happen at any given moment. What we can do as people is do the best we can to prepare within our means, Vincent. That doesn't mean go take out a loan for $50,000 to build a bunker,
right.
Okay?
Right.
It means within your means and doing what you can. Because we don't know anything can happen on this planet at any time. All you need to do is work through the fear. If you live in fear, it almost paralyzes you. And you're not living. That's not living.
Well, okay,
building a bunker is hard physical work. But you know what? You're outside. You're enjoying nature. You're probably going to be with family and friends doing it. Have a pizza. Have a couple beers. Whatever. Enjoy the time that you're building your bunker if you want to do that. And I'm sure Vincent has plans for his bunker. I have plans for my bunker. Call one of us. Email us. We'll share what we're doing.
Aaron, I have you've been to the farm with your husband. And although you didn't get to see much of it, on this property is a bunker, and it was built in 1939, way before I was born, and it's a tornado shelter. Now this thing is a concrete vault. It's probably 8 feet wide, 12 feet long, underground. Now, why did somebody before alternative media build that? Well, because they thought it was a great idea because tornadoes were ripping through this part of the world. Okay? This is Tornado Alley. We have these things. And the best place to go is underground.
Mm-hmm.
So then after 1939 we had some atomic detonations in this country. Above ground, below ground, okay? And we were experimenting with radiation. And if one of these reactors goes off, the best place to be is underground. So it's a good thing. And it's not like this is a new thing. People have been living underground for safety for thousands of years. How about
that? Thousands of years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I just think it's
Yeah, it is prudent. It is prudent. So what does it take? Well, you know, I just mentioned there was one built in 1939, 8x12. And if you ride the countryside, if you just get in your vehicle and travel around this part of Missouri, south central Missouri, if you will, you will see these little bumps at farms near the farmhouse. It's kind of like a little hill. And you'll see a little stack coming out. That's the air ventilation stack. There might be two of them. And that's where these little bunkers are. And so are these people nuts? I don't think so. I don't think so because they knew danger was possible. And they knew that if they lived in a cabin in this part of the world, and it's not a very wealthy part of the world where I live, that their house could be blown away. Like yesterday, like in Illinois, there was a tornado. I'm going to post it on the website. It blew houses to bits. Now it's just like a bulldozer came through, maybe half a mile to a mile wide, and just bulldozed everything in sight. That's what happened.
And one person died, Vincent.
Right. Right. So if you don't want that to happen to you, well, a good thing to do would be to go underground. So we're talking about preparation and not fear, right? Isn't that the plan?
That's right. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't live in fear. It'll kill you.
And so how strong, you know, we think maybe these government buildings are, you know, they're able to take that because they're really built strong. I'm looking at light poles that have been blown over. Light poles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Crossing the street, landing on power lines, telephone wires. Pretty serious events, and a lot of it, I believe, we're causing with weather manipulation.
Well, you want to know something odd, and I think you're right. The weather this year, I'm just going to give an example of my dog. I have an 80-pound pit bull. His
mm-hmm.
name is Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Presley's very easygoing, very mild-mannered. Some would consider him lazy, okay? For some reason, Vincent, this year, now he's four, this year he's decided he's terrified of these storms. My question is, what has changed?
Well, he's not the only one that's terrified. Now, Presley doesn't know TJ, and Presley doesn't know Ayuti and
nope.
our other dogs. Something happens that causes the dogs to want to come near us. They feel these storms coming.
He has to be touching us.
Yep. Correct. Correct. And that's what happens.
These storms 8-10 hours before they get here. I've had weather dogs before, is what I called her.
Mm-hmm.
She could tell us on a sunny day, not a cloud in the sky, it was still going to storm today. But this is different. This is, and she didn't like it. This is different. He will sit and stare out the window for hours when he knows this is coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a very rough week here.
I've noticed our animals want to sit and look out the window more than ever before. That's something that's relatively new.
Yeah.
Aaron, we've got Wayne from Texas. Wayne, you're on the air with Aaron Dakins and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Hi, good morning, Vince. Good show as usual. The reason I was calling was I think there was a discussion earlier about how to work with maybe local officials, and sometimes they're kind of power hungry and some of that sort of thing. And
did you say sometimes? Did you say sometimes?
When they're sleeping, they're not power hungry.
I just want to make sure I heard you correctly.
But, again, I got a little group in Texas. We work on this stuff and try to toss ideas around. And one thing we've come to learn is that these folks all operate in this gray area called administrative law. And I think it's important to note that even though they call it law, they try to enforce these codes and regulations and rules, and that's what's called color of law. And the main idea with these things is to exert force over us or to extract dollars through permits, fees, and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's important to note that every time we hear from them, whether it's a letter or a notice or something, under their crazy system, that's actually an offer of contract. And they really want you to throw it away or disregard it. And I think it's important to answer every type of notice you do get with some sort of response that lets them know, you know, you understand the situation and that you want to stay in honor, because they're looking for you to get in dishonor. And then that starts you down a slippery slope.
Wayne, hold that thought, please.
Sure.
And I'd like to get your reaction to something that I plan on doing, which is sending a registered letter to the local government saying that if they would like to contact me, there will be a fee involved for doing that. There's a fee for each letter, a fee for each phone call, and then an hourly fee with a minimum, and it's in the thousands of dollars. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Aaron. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So Wayne is with us from Texas. Aaron Dakins is with us from the Truth Traveler right here on Genesis Communications Network. And by the way, Aaron, you and I are going to be broadcasting at 2 o'clock Central Time on a show that we do together called The Bunker Files. That's on Truth Frequency Radio. And, Wayne, here's the thought. So I send a letter to the local governments, like in our county and the surrounding counties, and I say, if you want to contact me, now there's a charge for that. There'll be a charge for, let's say, $10,000 if you send me a letter. There'll be a $10,000 charge payable in gold or Federal Reserve notes if you want to call me. And there's a $800 per hour fee for my review of any materials that you send me. And if they do not respond and say, no way, then they have tacitly agreed to that. What are your thoughts?
I think I like that approach quite a bit. And let's remember, they're all corporations. I think definitely for-profit, as we've all come to see. So they're operating in commerce, and I'm sure they have their fee schedules attached to their services. So I don't see any reason why you couldn't do the same thing, as long as it's reasonable. And if you are operating, you know, with gold and silver as your form of payment, I think you're staying out of their area also. And one thing I'd recommend, too, is go ahead.
Well, Wayne, what I was trying to say is, you know, I've looked at some of the compensation of some of these CEOs, like of Disney, in the millions of dollars. Now, I don't think I need to be compensated quite as highly as they are. However, they are the CEOs, and I'm the CEO of USA Prepares. So I think if the government wants some of my time, which, by the way, is not replaceable, I can't replace the time that I would have used with them. So there is a fee that should be associated with it, and it should be reasonable. And I think, you know, $8,000 an hour is probably pretty reasonable as a CEO of a corporation.
Well, I know you're valuable, and I guess you have to put you put your own value that you think you're worth. But let me do this. Let me say this too.
Well,
I would start that letter with thanking them for their service. Be very nice to them. And number two point would be, I accept your oath of office and expect you to protect all my constitutional rights. If you do that, you now have joinder with them, and that is a legal term that really kind of changes the scope of things a little bit, and that you expect them to protect you against any unwarranted, attacks on your constitutional rights and or person, and that anything that happens under color of law to you that they're trying to utilize, that's called deprivation of rights under color of law. Look that up and stick that in your letter. And I think if you throw a few buzzwords at them with this stuff, I don't think they're going to bother you all that much.
Wayne, would you send me an email, please, with your contact information, Vincent@USAPrepares.com. Would you please do that, and I'll call you during the weekend. Is that something that we could do?
Absolutely.
That's Vincent@USA. Yeah, Vincent@USAPrepares.com. And put the word instructor on the subject line. And class, if you have information that you think that you should get out, you know, I say that we are students rising to become instructors. I'm a student as well. Okay? So it's not like there's a class thing between students and instructors. We're all students. Okay? David, who called in earlier, is 16 years old. He came to the expo. He's a student, and he is going to be an instructor. Okay, and I think Wayne from Texas is going to be an instructor, and that's what he and I are going to talk about. So, you know, when you have information to share, that's what we do. That's what we do. We try to solve the problems. This isn't just and that no whining thing. That no whining thing is, you know, that's like you know, the old media, okay, the dinosaur media. They whine. They say 8 minutes of whining, and then they hit the reset button. They say it slightly differently. 8 more minutes of whining, and they do that for 3 hours. That's the old media. Now, what we do, we don't whine. We say, here's the problem, here's what we do about it. Aaron Dakins, I'm looking forward to being with you in a couple hours, about 3 hours.
Right.
2 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central. On the Bunker Files, and you can find us on the web, The Bunker Files, Aaron Dakins and Vincent Finelli and Brad Dakins, and we have a lot of fun on the air, Aaron, and we solve some problems.
Do.
That's kind of who we are.
Do.
And Aaron Dakins broadcast.
Thanks, Vin.
10 to midnight on the Truth Travel right here on GCN. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you, Aaron. Thanks so much for being with us today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.